got together and kind of hashed out some options we had, and we just felt that the best option at this time was to cancel the rodeo. You know, we had several things to look at, and just decided that for everybody involved, you know, it's a big volunteer organization, and you know, we make the decision for a lot of other organizations that are involved in it, along with the rodeo board, and we just felt that it was the safest and best bet for this year to cancel.
Yeah, and I know one of the things I saw in the press release is you not only are concerned about the people locally and the fans of where they're coming from, but then also the cowboy contestants. I mean, there's a lot of people traveling from a lot of different places during a pandemic, and that's kind of a tough equation when you try to put something like this together, right?
Yeah, we're pulling from, you know, 50 states for sure. You know, them contestants come, you know, we're part of a national organization and international, actually. I mean, we could have contestants that, you know, in a normal year where things were opened up, could come from Canada. And so, yeah, it was just the safest. I mean, it's a tough decision, and you know, we definitely tried to do our due diligence to make sure that we made the right decision, but I think it's the safe decision for 2020.
Yeah, it's really interesting because the thing I'm learning about historically with some of these cancellations, I think it took one of the wars to cancel the Mercer County Fair at one time, and I see it took World War II to cancel the New Windsor Rodeo up until now with this pandemic. It's just crazy what this pandemic has done to our way of life, and especially with these local events.
Yeah, it's been hard on all of them. I mean, it's been hard on the economy, and yeah, there's a lot of things, trickle-down things that are affected. You know, the people that came to town and the money that was spent, but trying to make the best of it. You know, we're going to continue up there at the rodeo grounds, improving things and try to take advantage of this year, even though we're not going to have a rodeo, to make some improvements and keep the organization working together and try to make next year better.